It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Right now, my hot little hand, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 rips me off. That. All right, checking in at
number five.
Hillary Clinton may be the Democratic nominee, and therefore presumably the candidate most aligned with the issues important to minority voters. But that does not mean that she can't blow up a question or two about diversity. Like this one at the NABJ-NAHJ, that's the National Association of Black Journalists and Hispanic Journalists Conference in Washington, D.C.
What is the most meaningful conversation you've had with an African-American friend?
Oh, my gosh. Well, can I tell you that I am blessed to have a crew of great friends? And I've had two chiefs of staff who were my African-American women friends, Maggie Williams and Cheryl Mills.
I guess she didn't say posse.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. First of all, what the hell kind of question is that?
Yeah, it was just a dumb question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, is the most significant? I mean, family issues? You have friends, mm-hmm. you know, the kids, families, what? I don't
dumb question, but the answer was interesting. I have black friends was the answer.
Some of my best friends are
exactly.
Negroes,
yeah.
is basically what she just said.
It totally caught her off guard, though.
Yeah. Wait, I don't even know what to do with that. That was weird. Because you would think, right?
Right. Well, because it's an issue. Absolutely, you would think. She might be able to think of something, but obviously threw her off.
Right. I mean, well, she didn't get along with Barack Obama. And, you know, Bill's got that sneaky kind of Southern thing, too. You just never know with him. I am for everybody except those people. I mean, there's just something weird about it. There's just something weird.
Well, I can't compress into one conversation. They've supported me. They've chastised me. They've raised issues with me. They've tried to expand my musical tastes.
Oh, God.
So we've had a lot of great times because of our friendships. So I can't really pick one conversation out of, 50 years of conversation.
This is almost horrifying to listen to because it's such a struggle. This is like Veep. It's like Julia Louis-Dreyfus being asked a question.
Trying to be so careful with your words, right?
Yeah.
And as a result, not really giving a decent answer.
I don't know. That's a terrible moment right there. Okay, so she doesn't have any black friends. That's what we just learned. She doesn't, because I mean, it would be very simple to stop and go, oh my, and say, I got like family issues.
Right.
Like, you know, my one of my best friends, mm-hmm. although you can't say that because that does sound like my best friends are black. But, you know, something that I don't know. I know there are some people who have worked in our house who are African American. I mean, it was weird.
Well, that's the problem with the politicians. They have to be so careful with every single thing they say. That's why you just never get a real answer from them, you know?
That's true. Well, except for Trump. And then he gives the real answers and then is.
Right. A little different.
Yeah. Hey, they could ask him that. And it would. I have Omarosa, okay? I made her almost an apprentice. I love the blacks. They love me.
I love the educated, the highly uneducated. Something like that.
Checking in at
number four.
Well, Donald Trump says, for the record, that the baby he told to leave one of his rallies earlier this week was, in fact, beautiful.
A beautiful baby was crying. And I mean crying like you wouldn't believe. This baby could have been Pavarotti. In fact, I'm going to find out who that baby is. I'm going to make a deal with the parents because we can take that baby to training school and it'll be the next great Pavarotti.
Mm-hmm. See, now this is it, but he's blaming the lying media, right?
Backtracking?
Yes.
This was a beautiful baby and beautiful mother, and the baby was crying. And I jokingly said, you know what? That's okay. Let the baby cry. We love babies. You know, something to that effect. Love babies. Then about 2 minutes later, it didn't stop. It just went on. And I'm trying to speak in front of thousands. We had thousands of people in the room. And I said, all right. I actually said the first time, all right, keep the baby here. Don't worry about it. Then after about 2 minutes, I said, you know what? I'm going to counteract my order.
Counteract. That's what we're worried about. We're worried about counteracting and countermanding and counter everythinging. But then somehow the media got to blame.
Beautiful baby. If you take her outside, that's not so bad. That was it. The whole place laughed. We had a good time. The press came out with headlines, Trump throws baby out of arena. So dishonest. I mean, these are dishonest people.
Who's he talking about?
That's what he did do, though. It was like he's trying to take his own words back, and you can't do it. We saw it. We were all there.
It's recorded.
Dude, just be honest. And, you know, today is all about him getting back on message, and then he goes down this road.
Right.
It's like, stop. Just get back on message. You got a lot to talk about here.
I think they're trying to keep him to a script, but it's not happening, is it?
No. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. That's why everybody's jumping off the train. He is going to endorse Ryan tonight.
Right. We think.
Not Ryan Burrow or Ryan Cheverini. This is actually the Congressman Ryan, Speaker of the House. And I don't know if we'll see what he does. Maybe he backhands it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the words he chooses to use will be.
I honestly think that he's got, you know, one of those like kind of chemical issues where he's like real high or real low, and he's either angry or not angry. And when he's angry, you just see it seethes through him.
So you think a mental health issue? That's what a lot of people have been saying, right?
Yeah, I know it when I see it.
Why would you know that, Ro?
Yeah, from me and every member of my family. All right, stay right here. We've got Violetta Podermedic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.com. All right, Top 5 continues. Sylvia Perez is in the house. We've made it all the way up to
number 3.
Brett Favre will be formally inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio tomorrow. But last night, he got the gold jacket, and he told reporters he can't remember ever thinking about getting into the Hall.
Hall of Fame was, I'm sure in press conferences the last few years, maybe it was mentioned. I don't know. You'd have to go back and dig deep. I have no idea. But if it were mentioned, that would be the only time that it ever crossed my mind. I don't remember personally ever mentioning it or thinking about it.
He gives the best interviews, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He's always there.
And earlier he said he was just completely candid. He goes, yeah, not going to lie. When I was first getting into the league and I was on the sideline, every time the quarterback got hit, I was secretly hoping he got hurt so I could get into play.
Yeah, what an idiot this guy is. Well, remember, he took a picture of his junk. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He sent it to a sideline reporter for the New York Jets organization.
Controversial
because it was like dumb. I think he was called out by some other people for.
I don't think he cared.
Inappropriate.
He was fun to watch, though.
Charles Barkley went after him for that, as I seem to recall. They should play Charles Barkley's criticism of him as his induction into the Hall of Fame.
If you're gonna send a woman a picture of your junk, it should be huge. You can't send small junk to a woman and expect anything. Seriously, you have to be like Ron Jeremy or some of those other porn stars. If you're gonna send a picture of your junk to a woman, it should be humongous. It can't be small. That's one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's exactly right in the Bible. Yeah.
Oh, I love you dug that up.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number 2.
Look at all the lovely people.
50 years ago today, Revolver was released, one of the most influential albums of all times. It arrived in U.S. stores 3 days later. The album found the Fab Four moving into the psychedelic era, exploring a variety of musical genres and experimenting with groundbreaking studio technique like Eleanor Rigby. And then, of course,
when I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still.
And then probably the song that actually turned out to be a movie. All right, checking in at
number one.
David Huddleston is dead. Now, who's he? 85-year-old, passed away in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He was famous for so many character roles throughout his 50-plus-year career, including maybe his best star turn, 1974, Blazing Saddles. He was Mayor Olson Johnson.
He's going to roll away, Mrs. Cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Rabbit!
I think we're all indebted to Gabby Johnson for clearly stating what needed to be said. I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
I think that could be said, basically, of just about everybody in the modern era.
The top five at five.